Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. My name is Randy.
Hi,
Hi, Randy. I have a potential claimant on the phone. Her name is Rachel, Rachel, and it's Poon, P as in Paul, Oon.
thank you.
And her phone number is 747-333-9393.
Thank you so much. Hello,
Okay,
Miss.
I'll trans.
Thank
Okay, go
you.
ahead. I'll transfer you now. Miss Poon, you're in good hands. I'm transferring you now.
Okay.
Hello, Miss Poon. My name is Randy Reese, and I am on a recorded line, and I'm going to help you do your intake here for the hair relaxer claim. Now, first of all, would you confirm that you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I don't know. I don't get any to
Okay. So, actually, this is just a housekeeping question. I apologize to have to ask it again, but it's the same question, just in a little different way. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm for this specific matter or signed documents again for this specific matter with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
Can you say that again? Sorry.
Have you signed documents with another law firm?
Oh, no.
Have you gotten any representation or advice from any other law firm?
No.
So you're willing to affirm all that, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, Miss Poon, did you or a loved one use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Do I use it?
Did you use it? Yes, correct.
Yes.
Okay. Now, were you diagnosed with cancer after using these hair relaxer products?
When?
Were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxing products?
I'll go check out. What do I know?
Were you diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer after you used hair relaxing products?
I'm sorry. I don't understand the question.
Did you get
Sorry.
cancer after you used those hair relaxing products, ma'am?
Yes.
What kind of cancer?
It's all in cancer.
What kind?
Ovarian?
Ovarian cancer.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Now, do you know the subtype of the ovarian cancer? Was it epithelial tumors? Was it adenoid carcinoma? Do you know?
It's like the episode, like how to say that word,
Epithelial
like
tumors, ma'am?
it's like the like okay, I know how to spell, but I don't know how to like the episode, like the EPITHELIAL.
Okay, thank you. All right, Ms. Poon, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, for myself.
Thank you, ma'am. And when were you diagnosed with the cancer? What was your diagnosis date?
When do I diagnose?
Yes.
When I know, find out I got this cancer, right?
Yes.
Like, let me see.
So the date that you found out you had cancer from the doctor, correct?
When the day of? Okay, give me 1 second. Let me think. The day is
Take your time. Take your time, Rachel.
yeah. Now when I know it's around. Yeah, last year, September.
Okay. Do you know approximately what day it was of September of
That's
last
around
year?
18.
Thank you. Two, three, and that was so September 18th of 2023.
Yes.
Who was your doctor? And I'm gonna Google it.
Okay, my daughter name is Dr. Felicia Ling.
Spell that.
Felicia. The last name is Lange.
In what city?
Orange.
Newport Beach, right?
No, Manchester Avenue. Orange. City. Orange City is the orange.
Okay, I think she practices. Are you in California?
Yeah, it's in California.
Okay, there she is. She also practices at other places too. Okay, cool. There she is. I found her. She's got excellent reviews, by the way, young lady.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me just copy and paste her address. I found everything I need.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. It's usually not that easy. That's why I thank you for that.
No, I thank you for that because my English sometimes say is I forgot how to pronounce.
No, you're doing fine. You are doing thank fine. You. Okay, hold on. And it's even got her phone number, so perfect. Okay.
Okay.
I'm so sorry you had to go through this, too.
Yeah. But, well, finally, I guess hopefully everything's fine.
Hopefully we'll get some justice for you, young lady, for sure. Okay. Now, when you were diagnosed, you were diagnosed in California. You don't live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No. You mean where I live in?
Yes, California, correct?
Yeah, California.
Okay. All right. Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to getting diagnosed with cancer?
Yes. You ask me the brand name?
How about this? On average, how many times did you use hair relaxer on average per year?
Per year. I do it every 2 months, and 6 to 7 times a year.
Okay. And that was before your diagnosis, correct?
I'm sorry?
That was before you found out you had cancer.
Yeah.
So about 6 or 7 times a year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. What is your date of birth?
That's March 25th, 1984.
You are a young lady. Okay, then. Okay.
I'm old.
I'm older than you, but that's okay.
Yeah, your son's young.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
The breast cancer?
Have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome? Did you have breast cancer?
No.
Okay. And did you have Lynch syndrome?
What syndrome?
Lynch. It's called Lynch. It's L-Y-N-C-H.
Not L-Y.
Okay. Okay. And don't forget, you're going to have my name and phone number. If you know anybody else that wants to talk to me about using those products, those hair relaxer products, make sure you give them my name and phone number, okay?
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh.
Now, when you first started using hair relaxer, you were in California the whole time, correct?
Yeah, I live in California the whole time.
Okay. Approximately when did you start using hair relaxer?
It's around 2018.
Okay. What month do you think?
June.
June of 18. Okay. And when did you stop using hair relaxer products?
Last year, 2023, around September.
Okay. Thank you. And you did say that you use them approximately 7 times per year. Uh-huh. How many consecutive years did you use the hair? Would that be the whole 5 years? Did you use it the whole 5 years?
Yeah, the 5 years.
Okay. And when you did the hair relaxer treatment, did you do it at a salon, home, or both?
On my home.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And do you remember which products you used? Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just For Me, Optimum, Cantu Shea Butter, Affirm, TCB. I can keep going. Do you remember which one you used? L'Oreal?
L'Oreal.
Okay, thank you.
L'Oreal, yeah.
Okay. Now, Your cancer diagnosis, this did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least a year, correct?
You say when I find out? Yeah, it's after I use the product.
Perfect for telling me that. Thank you. I'm so sorry you got that. What type of treatments did you receive?
Oh, I received like the treatment is like a chemo.
Chemotherapy.
Yeah, chemotherapy.
Did you get radiation and, also?
Yeah, is that called radiation? I don't. I do the treatment is like chemotherapy and partial tummy surgery.
Oh, okay, surgery too.
Mm-hmm. And then I got
poor thing.
Yeah, I got surgery to cut to get off my tumor on the right side.
Oh, so sorry you had to go through. Is Felicia the surgeon also?
I'm sorry.
Is Dr. Lane the surgeon also, Dr. Felicia?
Uh huh.
Okay, let me copy that information then.
Mm-hmm.
And what hospital did you have the surgery at? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember that. UCI Health Women's Healthcare.
That's a very good hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. We're almost done here, ma'am.
No problem.
I'll just take her orange address because it's not asking for the actual surgery location.
Oh, okay.
She'll have all your records. What date was that you had the surgery?
What day?
What like, date?
But the surgery?
Or any treatment. When did you first get a treatment? Say the chemo.
Last year.
Well, let me ask you this. You got your diagnosis, correct? Let's do it this way. You got your diagnosis. Let me scroll back up there. So you got your diagnosis last year.
Yeah.
So when you got the diagnosis on the 18th, of September of last year, did they start treating you right away? How long?
Yeah, started like a couple days later, like 23rd.
Okay, perfect. Perfect for knowing the answer, and I'm glad you got treatment, and you do sound good. But it's very imperfect, this whole depo thing. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, you answer the question is clearly, but I just need to organize the question.
Oh, you're doing fine. Okay, and let's see. Now, the type of cancer that they diagnosed you with.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
You already told me this, and it was the ovarian cancer. That was what I asked you back up at the very top. Okay, let me go back and pull it from there. Because I remember you having trouble saying it. So that's okay. You're okay. I'm just having fun with you now. It's nice to hear you laughing.
I fully understand what you say, but sometimes I need to organize my answer, how to say it. You know?
Where are you from originally, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm from Hong Kong.
Okay, you said you do very, very well, okay? You do very good. And now, can you please confirm your gender for me?
My gender?
Are you male or female?
Oh, female.
Thank you, ma'am. You're fine, Rachel. Now, your current marital status?
I don't understand.
Are you married?
No.
Okay. Now, could you please spell your first name for me?
R-A-C-H-E-L.
And please spell your last name for me.
P-O-O-N.
P-O-O-N. Thank you. Do you have any suffix to your name? Junior, senior? It's like junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
Okay. And what is your social security number?
604-495-351.
Thank you. I have 604-495-351.
No. 604. Say, call me. Yeah. 604-435-351.
043. Thank you.
Yeah, 435-351.
Gotcha. So it's
5351.
Yes, ma'am. So I have 604-435-3551.
No. Okay, one more time. It's 604-495-3551.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, for your email address, I have rachel.scpd@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And for your phone number, I have 747-333-9393.
That's correct.
Is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Text or email is fine.
Perfect. What's the best time of the day to get a hold of you, young lady?
The daytime is good.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me scroll back up and make sure I didn't miss anything here.
Okay.
So you're just about done.
No problem.
And I do appreciate you taking or participating in these claims because it's the only way that you're going to get these big companies to stop putting these dangerous chemicals in these products.
Yeah.
And so I feel so bad for you guys that got this.
Lucky I got my kid first. Otherwise, I cannot have the kid.
No. All right. It's looking pretty good so far. What is your address?
My address is 131 Hillcrest Drive, La Puente, California, 91744.
La Puente?
Yeah, La Puente.
I grew up in Walnut.
How do you know?
Well, it's right up the street from La Puente. You up Valley Boulevard, just keep going up. That's where I grew up.
I thought you lived around here.
No, I'm in Irvine. I'm not too far.
Oh,
we're in Corona.
Irvine.
Yeah, we're in Irvine. Mm. Now, I don't need to have them. You to have these in your possession, but can you confirm me that there are medical records and you'd be able to get them if you're asked?
Medical
records. You'd be able to get your medical records for us if you're asked to, correct? Can you confirm that your medical records exist?
Can I confirm? Confirm you get the permission or what?
I'm going to ask you to get permission, but have you seen your medical records before? Like my chart, have you seen them before? Do you have the app?
Yeah, I saw it before. It's at the doctor.
Okay, so you've seen the medical records. You know they exist, correct, right?
Yeah, I have the record, but it's with the doctor.
Okay. One of the forms I'm going to ask you to sign is for us to get those records. So just hang tight. All right. Now, this is the last one. We do request an emergency contact number. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you, Rachel. This ensures that we can continue your case for you. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. So can you give me the name, the phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe, someone that we can contact if we're not able to get a hold of you for an extended period of time?
Oh, if I can receive the call to give the emergency contact, right?
Yes. So
okay.
First name.
I would like to give my brother's number.
Okay.
Okay, let me check his phone number.
No, take your time.
His phone number is 626-213-6126.
And what's his first name?
Toby.
Toby?
No, Toby.
T-O-B-Y?
J-O-B-I.
J-O-B-Y-I.
J-O-B-V, V like a Vivian.
Oh, okay. I got you. Thank you. All right. He's your brother.
Yeah, he is my brother.
All right. Let me just make sure, because that was the last question. Just let me make sure I didn't miss anything. I'll go real quick. All right. So I told you at the beginning it was a recorded line. You did want to see if you met the criteria, which you do. You do not have an attorney. You've not signed any documents, correct?
Yes.
And you've used the hair straightening products within the last 20 years, correct?
Yeah.
And you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer with the epithelial tumors, correct?
Yes.
And you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed on 9/18/23, Dr. Felicia Lane. She's on Manchester, there in the city of Orange.
Yes.
And let's see, you did use the hair relaxer for more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed. You averaged about seven times per year. Let's see. And you were diagnosed there at UCI, correct?
Yes, UCI.
UCI. It wasn't required, but I'm going to put it anyways to help your claim.
All right. Thank you.
No worries. UCI Medical Center. Just going to pull the address. That's a very nice facility, too. I've been there.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes. And you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And there we got that, UCI Medical Center. You use L'Oreal. Your cancer diagnosis happened two or more years. You had chemo and surgery, poor thing. Felicia again, ovarian, single, female. Okay. Now, Rachel, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
No.
Okay. I'm going to teach you how to do it right now. So okay. bear with me. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is electronically sign a document. And then once you do...
Oh, you asked me to. I signed the document on the eternity before, right? Yeah, I do. I know how to do it.
Okay. I'm going to send that to you right now. Why did the phone number come through? 747-333-9393. Yeah, hold on, though. I got to check something. That shouldn't have done it like that. It should have been there. Let me go back. Well, let's hit next and see what happens. Three, 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 nine, three, nine, three. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. So the document is coming right now. It's spinning on my end.
Okay.
And I'm accessing, you can access it via text is the easiest, or you can go to your email, but you should have just received a text message from me, Rachel.
Yeah, I already opened.
Okay, go ahead and click on it. Just, I'm right here if you need help, but I'm going to prepare another text message for you. And it's going to be my contact information as well as your attorney contact information. So let me do that while you're doing that.
Okay. Okay, I just signed my... Okay. How can I sign here?
Do you see where... What do you see on your screen?
Just they say, please sign. And that's it. And then I need to click the box.
Touch the yellow box. Oh, click the box that says I agree. I think you did it in the wrong order. It's not your fault.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. Okay.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, just keep going. Keep going. Are you done?
Yeah. Yeah, I do the sign, right? Draw your signature. I got the ring.
Okay,
yeah,
hit adopt and sign then.
Mm-hmm.
And then just hit continue.
All right. Okay, finish. Then I just type finish, right?
Yep, type finish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take a look at it. Give it a second. There, it's completed, I think. Yep.
Just continue.
Yep. Oh, you don't have to download the app, though. I got it. No need to download the app.
Oh, okay.
Because it's already deposited a copy of this into your email that you gave me.
Oh, I see.
So let me take a look at the document. I just want to make sure that phone number went through. I don't know why it didn't. Hold on. Okay, there you go. Sign. 131 Hillcrest Drive, La Puente. We used to go down there to the original Green Burrito years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, Rachel Poon. I imagine that area has changed a lot. Perfect. Okay, we got initials on everything. Okay, it looks good. Now, I sent you one text. I'm going to send you another one right now. My name is Randy
Reese.
I got your second one. Okay, so if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to call me. But what's going to happen is a representative of Angela's law firm, they're not going to make you do the whole form over here, but they're going to just give you a quick verification call. And from there, basically, you're filed. You're in the claim now, so you just want to hang tight. If you're curious about what these things have been settling up for, you can go onto Google and look at what the average depo settlement is.
Okay.
You'll be kind of happy with that, I think, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's great. I'm just a single mom to take two kids.
Oh, you poor thing.
And then my cancer come up, and I cannot do a lot of things. You know.
Well, just be patient because, you know, you're in the claim. And they do pay out, but they do take a little bit of time. Not a long time, but they do take a little bit of time. But your attorney, Angelo's law firm, will be able to give you more information as far as how long they expect it to take. And if you want to ask them about any dollar amounts, I'm not allowed to talk about dollar amounts, but if you want to talk to those guys, you feel free to ask them anything you want.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Do you have any?
So can I ask you a question? The second message you sent to me, do I need to cut in to see it?
No. You don't need to do anything. Just hang on to that.
Okay.
So all you need to do now is just hang tight. The firm will be reaching out to you. And again, let's say today is Monday. If you don't hear from them by like Friday, you could text me and say, hey, I haven't heard from them. But you'll hear from them long before that, I promise you.
Thank you.
Okay, listen, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. And take care of those two kids. I know you're working real hard to do that, okay?
Thank you for your patience to talk to me too.
Oh, no, Rachel, you're a very nice person. Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you. You're nice, too. Thank you so much.
Have a blessed day, okay?
You too. Happy holiday, okay?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.